We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's 7 o'clock. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
True. It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. All you got to do if you have hair issues, guys, gals, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. It will change your life.
Now Morin ready with the 3-2. Here it is. And Mookie swings and drives one deep to left field down the line. It is hooking and it is gone. Mookie Betts has homered down the left field line to break the tie. It's 3-2 Red Sox.
Mike, she was happy. I know you stayed up to the 13th.
Whatever.
Did you hang to the 17th, kid?
I couldn't make the 17th. Nine. Very disappointed. I made it to maybe the 12th, 13th. I couldn't tell. I was fading in and out.
God bless you, kid. Well, nine Red Sox pitchers later.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive, fair ball, first base side, and the Twins will win it. Right inside the bag, it's a game-winning RBI single for Max Kepler, who had a huge game off the bench tonight. And the marathon ends with Minnesota winning in 17 innings, 4-3.
You got to love it. The good news is there's another game tomorrow. Tonight. Sox are 40-35.
Whatever.
Heading into the closer. And why do you got to bust my balls? It was like you've never made a mistake. It's a 7 o'clock start on Ness. And Mookie, can't you just keep the app shut?
I was saying whatever to be like, no problem, buddy. We get it. It's fine. You corrected yourself.
Yeah,
LB.
Like you've never made a mistake. Like you've never misspoke. Do I ever say whatever when you mess up a story?
No, because you're usually not listening.
Oh, my God. Mookie went yard, and the Twins, Yelich, had the winning hit. The culprit for Big Poppy's hit, Alberto Miguel Rodriguez Mota. The cops are on the hunt for the bad guy who is on the loose. NHL awards out in Vegas tonight. Berge on getting number 5 in 8 tries for the Selke.
It's always a huge honor, like I've said in the past, and happy to be here. This year is a little different, I'm not going to lie, with the way that the season ended, and it hasn't been a week yet. Still hard to, I guess, to turn the page that way. You know, just here to enjoy the moment. You know, it's always a reflection on how your team has performed, and my teammates and line mates have helped me, so I'm here on behalf of them.
Yeah, one game, 60 minutes away from a Stanley Cup championship, so they got a good squad over there, a good core, and a bunch of young guys that are going to be back, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him back in the finals again next year. The NHL draft is Friday and Saturday up in Canuckville, Vancouver, the home of yours truly. Celtics will look a whole lot different next year. Al Horford and Kyrie Irving are history. Al Horford opted out of his contract. He's going to take a max deal from somebody somewhere. Kyrie, he's in the same, you know, he's one of the best players in the NBA. So he's going to get a max deal from someone else. And I got to believe my call is he's going to end up with Bron out in Los Angeles.
Good riddance. Don't let the gate hit you on the way out, Kyrie. Thanks for coming in and dismantling a great team of young guys who made it further than they did with you in the playoffs the year before. So see you later. Thank you.
Don't fall off the edge of the flat earth.
Correct. Yeah. See, right. All right. LB, anything else?
Yeah, just the good news with the Celtics Hill Dog is that Danny Ainge, the president of the Celtics, have three first rounders this year. So hopefully they can nab a couple of guys that can make a difference. In World Cup soccer, Tyler Boyd had goal number one in the 4-0 win over Guyana at the World Cup. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. And obscure Revere Beach reference, because you mentioned it, Danielle.
Yes.
A texter says that the bar in City on a Hill,
yep,
which I have highly recommended currently on Showtime, is Bill Ash's Lounge.
Yes,
in
Bill
Revere.
Ash's.
All right. Mm-hmm. So
don't go there alone on a Thursday night.
And we are having a guest from City on a Hill on Friday's show. And Donut Lassie is here. And Donut Lassie has booked this guest. Oh, Donut Lassie.
Yes, Greg.
Who is the guest who's joining us on Friday?
Aldis Hodge. He plays the detective opposite Kevin Bacon in
yes.
City on a Hill.
Excellent. Yes. Which you have said is well worth the time and energy invested in watching.
I was so hype about this program, I am happy to report that based on episode 1...
Yes.
Based on episode 1, it has been well worth the wait, and I think it's one of the best shows out right now.
Is Stanley's poll up this morning?
Yes, Greg. Stanley's poll is up and at attention this morning. Yes. So, as you know, there was a bit... Well, I'm not sure if we talked about this yet, but Kyle Kashav, who was a survivor of the Parkland shooting in Florida...
Yes.
...was accepted into Harvard.
At Harvard?
Harvard.
Yes.
However, Kyle tweeted out on Monday that his admission had been rescinded.
Really?
By Harvard, because old text messages and shared Google Docs that he was a part of were unearthed. Now, these Google Docs and text messages were from 2017, about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was using some racial language.
Insensitive racial language.
Yeah,
okay.
It was pretty bad.
So Harvard accepted him, and then because of something that he had written or said in the past that was offensive, they rescinded his acceptance. Okay.
Yes. Now, just to be fair, Harvard has done this in the past.
Yeah.
Harvard has rescinded, other people's admissions because certain things were unearthed.
Okay.
So it's not like this is the first time they have done that.
Yeah.
But, it's become a very hot political issue with some people on the left saying, like, listen, this was in his past. Everyone can change. You shouldn't, judge people based on the actions of the past. And other people are saying, like, listen, because the language that he used was pretty strong. You know, it's the N-word.
It was the N-bomb?
Oh, yeah. And, like, not just, like, 12 times in one, text message.
Yeah.
Also some anti-Semitic things.
Yeah.
So,
it sounds to me like Harvard made the right call, but I mean, I know people don't want to be held accountable for things. Like,
what's that?
Yeah.
What's
so,
accountability?
What is your question this morning?
So my question this morning, Greg, was should Harvard have rescinded Kyle Kashav's admission based on racist language that he used in the past?
Okay.
As of right now, 55% of our Twitter audience are saying no.
Really?
That he shouldn't.
Huh.
Yeah. 45% saying yes. That
very interesting. Now, he has commented...
Oh, this is great.
he's throwing it back on Harvard University, and let's hear what he had to say.
For people who don't know, Harvard was founded in 1636 by slave owners. It has a long history of racism, sexism, misogyny. But I think that people can grow and people can change.
Right.
And I don't hold that standard to Harvard, and I think that people can make mistakes, and I don't think that mistakes make you irredeemable, as Harvard showed for me, as
Fair
Harvard
point.
Established for me.
Can I give you a time out there? So you're
sure.
mentioning that they had slave owners in the 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
You using the N-word was what, a year and a half ago? Do you
2 years
see
ago.
It? 2 years ago. A little more recent.
Now, several texters are pointing out that they believe something else is going on mm-hmm. here, which is that he is a Parkland survivor who went and spoke at a an NRA rally.
Yeah.
He is a pro Second Amendment guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they believe that that is what is really going on with Harvard. Is that correct?
Another, yes. That's another part of this story. He is a conservative. Yeah. So.
That was my question. Yeah. Who released these texts and Google documents?
In order to...
Like, does Harvard dig that deep when they're going through the application process?
Yes.
Now, Greg, I don't know if you really know much about this, but this is a big issue that's going on right now, especially with companies like Twitter, because Twitter is suspending people, and people are coming out and saying that it's happening a lot more to conservatives than it is to liberals. You know what I mean?
It's not happening to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
He can threaten to stab people with a stab with the knife emoji, and he doesn't get removed from Twitter. All right. Well, good poll this morning. You can go to our Twitter feed at WAAF and express your opinion. Thank you, Donut Lassie.
Thank you.
Donut Lassie, will you be on the scene Friday at Ernie's place if people want to meet you? All right, all right. Donut Lassie will be there with us on Friday morning.
He'll be doing his trademark photo pose with the open mouth and the hands to the side.
I hate that.
What's up?
Yo! Speaking of selfies, coming up, we'll discuss the fact that Danielle is absolutely enraged because Instagram selfie addicts are responsible for the death of an animal.
Mm.
And you know how she gets about that.
Yep.
And also, we will discuss why some are saying that Whoopi Goldberg needs to stop shaming celebrity smokes for their nudes.
Mm.
And so that is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next. Texter wants to know when the next chance will be to win the opportunity to throw Scott from Weymouth into the pool on Friday. And I'll do another pair. I'll give away another pair of Miss Bikini Pageant passes before 8. All right. And there's apparently a lot of you who believe that Scott from Weymouth will be a no-show on Friday morning, that he's too afraid.
You know, I'm going to take that bet.
Because
he was supposed to show up at the Capitol Grill for the marathon thing. Didn't do that.
And pay off his bet
to
me.
Right. And then before that, at the Christmas broadcast.
Yeah, over at
Bach Maserati.
Yeah,
He didn't show up there either.
Yeah. And that was around the corner, right? Yeah. That's not
right, allegedly.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But I will give away another pair of passes before 8 this morning. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you still have time to leave one of those on whatever is on your mind this morning. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail now, and we will all listen to your voicemail message together coming up at 8. At 8:30 today, it's Ask an Attorney. And that means that Larry, the lawyer, will be in here answering all of your legal-related questions for free at 8:30. Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And that Boston weather, mostly cloudy, maybe a little bit of sun this afternoon. The temperature is going to get to 72 for a high today. Right now, it is 63 here in Brighton. Danielle is angered this morning, and rightly so, because a lovable bear... You don't often hear a bear described as being lovable, but a lovable bear had to be put down because of selfie addicts who were repeatedly bothering said bear
for selfies.
What's the number one sign that you see around animals? Don't feed the animals.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So this is in northwestern Oregon, and as a young black bear, he's about 100 pounds. He's 2 or 3 years old. He knew that people would leave out like trail mix, cracked corn, and sunflower seeds along a certain stretch of highway over by Henry Hag Lake. Now, it's a boating community, and people knew that the bear was fairly friendly because he was used to humans, used to getting fed, so people would approach him to take the selfies that you mentioned, Greg. Well, the Department of Fish and Wildlife in Oregon announced that they had, quote-unquote, lethally removed, a.k.a. put down the bear, because he had become such a fixture, and they were afraid that it was going to become a public safety hazard.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but that's what humans do.
But it's like, leave it alone. It's wildlife, dude.
You know, on a lake, you go fishing, you get off your boat, you fillet your fish. What do bears do? They smell, you know, you got your fillet table there that you don't wash off for 9 months. He can smell that from 9 miles away.
But this isn't them intentionally feeding the bear.
No, I know, but you know, I'm with you. It just sucks that he gets put down.
Yeah,
you know?
It's ridiculous.
It's like when tigers get put down for being a tiger and they maul somebody. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, they turned on the zookeeper, so we put him down. The elephant stomped the zookeeper to death, so we had to put it down.
Right.
We'll take the chains off the elephant and send it back to India or where it came from. Really?
I mean, it's just the people and the obsession with getting the photo, getting the selfie. And in this case, it's led to the Yogi Bear losing his life.
Yeah.
It's shameful. Shameful. I mean, I think the bears were here before we were, weren't they?
That's right. Yeah. We're in the bear's house.
We are. Yeah. All right. I think why couldn't they? Several texters want to know why they couldn't relocate the bear.
I was just thinking that.
Or put the bear in a zoo or a sanctuary or something.
It had become too habituated for them to relocate it.
What does that mean, habituated?
Its area and the being fed. If it was relocated somewhere else in the wild, it wouldn't have the food supply that it was relying on.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't know how to kill something.
You know, I know they do that with polar bears. I went on a polar bear safari in the 90s, and when a polar bear would walk into town in Churchill, Canada, they'd tranquilize it. They'd put it in they call the polar bear jail. And it was a place that was just way too small for them. They wouldn't feed it or give it water for 2 weeks to make it extremely unpleasant. Then they'd trank it again, lift it by helicopter 100 miles away, and drop it off.
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't they do that with this bear?
Yeah. Now, what was this thing you went on?
It was a polar bear safari. It was one of the, you know what? The Molson Ice things they used to do in the 90s? Yeah. One of those things.
So it was a polar bear safari. Guarantee it was not as educational as the architecture boat tour in Chicago.
Probably not.
Guarantee it.
Right.
And
the food was probably better, too.
This is Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Yeah, they didn't put enough effort into it. The Fish and Game should have staked out the side of the road and fined people $100 a head for feeding the bear.
For feeding the bear.
Yeah.
Now maybe the quiz. Yeah,
but people do it all the time. I grew up in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
I've told the story a million times.
You
Jasper,
have?
Alberta. Yeah. My dad had a gas station.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chased the grandpa around. Chased Cracker Jack around the car.
Yep.
No.
The bear.
Yeah, families that were heading on vacation that would feed the bear a peanut butter sandwich through the window, then the bear would rip the car door off, and then they'd have to bring it in to get fixed.
Now we have to take a video of it when it happens.
This is the human's fault, not the bear's. Not the bear's fault.
I agree.
I wanted to discuss this controversy involving Whoopi Goldberg and the fact that she has been critical of Bella Thorne, the celebrity smoke actress, because Bella Thorne, who is 21 years old, had learned that a hacker was threatening to release nudes that had been hacked out of her phone. And so she decided to, and we should induct her into the Mantown Hall of Fame for this. She decided to post the nudes to her social media accounts so that she could take the power back from the hacker.
I'm going to get out in front of this.
So, Whoopi went on The View and basically ripped her a new one because she had taken nudes in the first place. Now, I will say, in the name of research,
yes,
during our meeting this morning, Danielle and I examined the Bella Thorne nudes,
yes,
which have been released. Mm-hmm. She should be proud of them.
Uh-huh. Two thumbs up.
Nothing wrong with them. But let's listen to what Whoopi said, because she said this on The View, and then Bella Thorne responded and is pretty upset about it. But here's what Whoopi said.
Listen, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are, you don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only
wants
to share with one person.
But she said, listen, when they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. So whether it's one picture or a million pictures, once you take that picture,
yeah,
it goes into the cloud and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue... You, I'm sorry. Your age does not, you don't get to do that.
Whoopi, correction, doubting that many are attempting to hack her,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to nudes.
Yeah, nothing. Mm-hmm.
No disrespect. Oh, no. I mean, mm-hmm, I'm no Liam Hemsworth. Uh-huh. Or which one's the hot one?
They
is it
both
Chris
are.
Or
yes.
I'm no Chris Hemsworth. nobody's hacking me either. But so this is. A texter says Whoopi is jealous that there's interest in Bella Thorne or whatever. Here's what Bella Thorne said, and I feel sad for her because she feels like she's basically being attacked by Whoopi.
You know, you're so crazy for thinking such terrible things on such an awful situation. Like, you know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I don't really feel like that. And so I'm going to cancel my interview because I don't really want you guys talking about your views to young girls, because I would not want my daughter to learn that.
Oh.
Oh, poor thing.
She needs a hug.
Please.
A poor thing.
Were there tears in that video?
Poor thing.
Because if there's no tears, it's fake crying.
That poor
By
thing.
Vin. Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with Whoopi's point about being hacked and everything goes into the cloud. I think you do have to be caught. You know, Albie and I talk about that all the time. You do have to be cognizant of that, and you have to be aware of the risk. That said, if somebody's going to take nude photos of themselves, let them. It's her prerogative.
It's her prerogative. It's her right.
She can do what she wants to do.
If she wants to send nudes to one person or what have you, I mean, who is anybody else to shame her for that?
Right.
Well, yeah, but that's what we all do.
That's ridiculous.
But you also have to know that once you send them, they're probably getting shown to somebody else.
No, yeah, of course that's true. I think most people know that.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know.
There might be some.
Somebody
I know
sending.
Some people that believe in the good of others and think that they're like, no, he would never show his friend. I'm like, honey, please. No. I've seen your boyfriend show people your nudes. Like, stop. Stop it. Yeah. Stop the madness.
All right. Well, Whoopi should leave. The young celebrity smokes alone.
I'm
tired of her beating up on actresses like Bella Thorne. It is 7:31, and it's time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by...
The Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its turbocharged engine and exceptional price, go from 0 to 60 in less time and for less money than you'd expect. Visit mbusa.com for local inventory, offers, or to find your nearest dealer. There's a New Brunswick woman in Canada who bought a Halloween decoration at a local yard sale, and people mistook it for a dead body in her car.
I love it.
It actually, I mean, I think I could see a little bit if you couldn't quite see too well inside the car, I could see where the confusion might come
sure,
up, you know,
uh-huh,
upon taking a closer look. But she and her 11-year-old son bought this, like, it's like a mummified skeleton kind of decoration, and they bought it for $2 at a yard sale.
Uh-huh.
They named it Jeffy, and they couldn't fit it in the trunk, so they were like, oh, this will be funny. We'll put it in the front seat because, you know, the 11-year-old son rides in the back. So she goes to stop for groceries later in the day, and, of course, they leave the thing in the car, and people freak out. They call the police. The woman and her son finish the shopping trip. They come outside. The car's being blocked by a cruiser. Finally, they were able to clear up the mishap with police, but it was just an absolute nightmare until they figured out that it wasn't a dead body. And Rachel Schmidt is her name.
And my trunk was full, so we couldn't position him in. So we thought it'd be funny to put him in the car. And he sat in there all day. When I came out, there was a police car in front of my car. And he said, I need to inspect your vehicle. So then it clicked. Oh my gosh, it was the Halloween decoration. That's just a silly Halloween thing. But they really had to look at it just to make sure. I just hope I didn't scare some poor person who walked by and thought there's actually a skinned human in my car.
That's awesome.
That is great.
That's like the people that put the mannequins in their car on the way to work. So
they HOV?
Can, yeah, to use the HOV lane.
I love watching people get pulled over for that.
Yeah.
And for like just trying to zip. Like they'll be like, one guy's like, eh, they won't see me. I'll zip in and the cruiser's right there. Boom. How dare you? There's some news happening down south.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Well, there's a Florida homeowner in Reddington Beach by the name of Sean Moore, and he's suing to stop the sex on the beach in front of his mansion.
Wow.
Well, I mean, great. He can't. He doesn't own the beach. No, nobody owns the beach.
The sex maniacs own the beach.
So wait a minute. People are having sex at free random.
At free random
on the beach in front of his home.
Yeah.
And who is he suing?
He's suing the town of Reddington Beach. There's a state law that curbs public access to beach property in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But the town of Reddington Beach passed an ordinance that supersedes the state law, I guess.
Yes.
So people have been going down to the beach and fornicating constantly. Now, you know, the guy lives in a gated estate. He's 41. His name's Sean Moore. He's a CTO of a company in Orlando. And his lawsuit states that property owners say that there is a physical invasion of people having sex on the beach, and they're tired of it.
Ooh, that's icky.
I mean, there's a penetration of people going to the beach.
That's disturbing.
That's very disturbing.
That could be a selling point, though, Greg.
Are they protected, like the piping plovers or whatever it is?
The turtles laying their eggs.
There's the turtles and their eggs. Well, hopefully he gets relief. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, Ken.
Yo, kid.
Hey, Ken.
LB, you're the berries. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on how much I hate Whoopi. She's just insufferable. Beyond that, I was going to ask Shoe Dog if there's any way he could consolidate all the Florida, not like the rest of us, into one file, one listenable format, because my folks are from Florida. They can hit me with stories all the time.
It would be an hour's worth of content, but possible. Do you know what receiving a mouth hug from Whoopi and standing at the top of the Grand Canyon have in common?
What?
In neither case do you want to look down. What? Well, she's shaming that poor young actress. I mean, she can be subject to the same kind of thing.
Do you get? I mean, if you're looking down at Whoopi, do you get the same sensation you do when you're at the top of a tall building, like you want to jump?
Vertigo.
I don't.
When you get too close to the edge at the observation deck,
I don't know.
You think you're going to jump and you can't help it. creepy.
What else? Anything else going on news-wise, Danielle?
Yeah, one more thing this break. There's a kid that got kicked out of a kindergarten graduation because he was swearing constantly. There's a video that was posted online this past week, and a parent captured the outburst on video. Kids file in. Everybody's excited. Here we go. They're graduating from kindergarten.
They're like five.
Five.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. That's 5 years old.
Is that the kindergarten age? Is five? Okay. Yeah.
So the teacher welcomes everybody, and the kid pipes up and starts going off.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
up.
Hey.
Nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do you need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
He's out. Get him out of here.
And now, Mark's, LB.
Well, I learned it. learned it from the parents.
Sure. I learned it from you, Dad.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Wouldn't you take that kid out at the first thing, the shut the F up part? That's what it is today. It's like, oh, now that's not nice. It's like, all right, this kid's obviously going to be a problem the whole day.
That is aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Very confident.
Aggressive my idol. AF by that kid. Mm-hmm. Did he not want to graduate? I mean, they think the kid would want to get out of there.
He's done with kindergarten. Yeah. I think
he's got his head on straight. Like, what are you having a graduation party for that age group?
It's a rite of passage. When you graduate kindergarten, you move on to elementary school.
You have a graduation for kindergarten? Did you have a graduation for kindergarten?
I did. I'm sorry that you missed Will's.
No. Will didn't have one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
It is 7:38, and Ed is on the phone. Because Ed wants to challenge Ernie Bach Jr. when it comes to the swim heat on Friday. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Ed, what do you do?
So I'm a local police officer.
Okay. And what are your qualifications? Ernie put $500 on the line for anybody that could beat him when it comes to the breaststroke or whatever the... Well, whatever stroke you're going to swim, are you an elite athlete? Are you an everyday swimmer or what?
Well, I don't swim all that much anymore, but I'm 28 now. I swam competitively from when I was 4 all the way through college. So
really?
I think I'd be able to give Ernie a pretty good race.
Where'd you go to college?
Boston College.
All right. Oh,
BU.
Yeah,
LB. Big
time. Yeah, yeah.
Work,
yeah,
kid. LB. Did LB just say BU?
Yeah, he just said Boston College, buddy.
Oh, he said BC.
Friday. Let's call That's it a Friday
let's
moment.
Let's call it a
whatever. BC, same difference.
Not really.
Used to party at BC, else. Guy.
Completely different.
Oh, BU. Let's cross my nuts. Anybody else live at 28B?
Anybody else live in a
Not after college, no.
No, no. I actually played for the Bruins, lived at BC.
Okay. Then you should know the difference.
LB, you say you lived in the mods?
Yeah, I lived at 28B, the football mod.
I think you're in.
All right.
So bring a guest. Hang on. We'll get you the passes, and you'll be one of those who gets to try to earn $500 from try to steal $500 from Ernie in the pool. All right.
All right. Is LB going to be swimming? He was talking a big game.
I'm going to swim. I'm coming in a Speedo, kid.
Oh, LB, I got a couple spare Speedos if you want one.
He's going to need a couple.
You know what? I might be a little bigger than you,
he
kid.
He might need two.
I'll grab two and see a seamstress.
Seamstress.
All right, Ed. We will see you on Friday.
Love it. Go Eagles.
I have another pair of passes to give away randomly before 8. It is 7:40 here on the Hillman Morning Show. Well, as a heads up for those who may be listening this morning on the radio.com app, I am about to give away passes for the Miss Bikini Pageant. So oftentimes, due to a delay, I get complaints from those listening on the radio.com app that I don't give enough notice.
Right.
So you've been notified, and the only way that you can take WAAF with you wherever you go is the radio.com app. So download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere with the radio.com app. It's going to be cloudy today. Temperature will be 72 for a high. Coming up at 8:30, Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. And I want to get Larry the Lawyer's opinion on the controversy at Harvard University,
yes,
where they have rescinded the acceptance of a student who was at Parkland High School during the Parkland school shooting for inappropriate things that he had texted or tweeted quite some time ago. We'll see what Larry the Lawyer says about that when he gets here at 8:30. But right now, if you are the seventh caller
at 617-764-9223. Then you can join us on Friday for our annual Miss Bikini Pageant broadcast. It's happening at the palatial estate of the aforementioned Ernie Bach Jr. And Ernie's chef will be preparing a breakfast spread like you you've never seen. You got the tenderloin, the tenderloin steak and eggs. You know, waffles with fruit all over them. I usually scrape the fruit off, but an unbelievable breakfast spread every year. And of course, we will crown Miss Bikini by the end of the show on Friday. We are also hoping to put together, as an homage to 1970s television, we are hoping to put together the Battle of the Nude Reality Stars. Many of us who are of a certain age remember the Battle of the Network Stars. So we are hoping to be able to put together the Battle of the Nude Reality TV Stars, featuring Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid and our listener, Natalie Jansen, from season 2 of Naked Dating on VH1. So they will both be celebrity judges. Of course, many are taking bets on what time after 6 is the first time that Scott from Weymouth is thrown into the pool at Ernie's, and so you can make a bet on that. And if you win these passes, you can join us there on Friday. I wanted to discuss something that is going on in England with regard to those who are bereaved and mourning the loss of a loved one, because I was reading last night that there is a sex doll business in the UK which has become rather popular with those who lost a partner, because they will create a sex doll that can replace your beloved spouse.
Genius.
If you lost your beloved spouse. And so...
most people look forward to the day they die?
It was not the...
2019.
Danielle, that's not a nice thing to say.
That's not, but I mean, all these married people bitching. Danielle.
It's like you're when you get to that point where you're married for 25 years and your spouse kicks it, you're like,
later, going on a cruise.
You're like, so enthusiastic.
Well, they create, and think about this if you're married and you're listening right now, think about the fact that they create a replica sex doll of your deceased partner. And they went on the This Morning program on the BBC.
With Holly and Philip.
And discussed the popularity of this.
And the one through the door first said to me, hi.
Sorry.
My
fault.
One day off and I was thinking about the right freaking button.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
Bereavement.
Yes.
If you've lost a partner, have you had people who've come to you and said, I mean, essentially, the bottom line, will you make a doll of my dead partner?
Yes, I have actually had it. Loneliness is a massive issue in the UK. And I think one of the most surprising aspects of this industry for me has been that really it is not all seedy and sexual. It really isn't. I have lots of customers that genuinely come to me and, you know, they want a doll for comfort purposes only.
Apparently this happened on an episode of one of your favorite shows, Black Mirror, according to several texters.
Yes, it was like an android.
How much extra to request a custom order? I'd like a sex doll of my husband, but if you could make his knob a little bigger.
Right.
Make his tallywhacker a little, stand up a little straighter.
There's probably a lot of women who want the exact replica of the husband
except in the groin area where they'd like for things to be a little bit bigger.
Can you do me a favor? Yes. Look at this photo of my husband back in 1973.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was
skinny
looking
husband.
Jacked and shredded. Can we make him like that again? Thank you.
Here's an odd text, a 978 text. It says, could we use this sextol service to make a copy of the sister-in-law asking for a friend?
Right.
Ooh. I don't know if that's an odd text. I think half the people listening right now thought that.
Really? Well, yeah. A lot of people want to. Why, is that a thing? A lot of guys want to smash their sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Sister-in-law.
That's
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't? I know everybody deals with loss in their own way, but isn't it creepy to want something like that? To want an exact replica?
They're saying that they want it mostly for, in many cases, just for the comfort purposes, like the cuddling or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're lonely.
I just... Yeah, I
so know. Do you put it in the closet when you have a date come over?
Drop it on the couch, guy.
Yeah, you put it in the car so you can use the HOV lane on the way to, on the way to work.
The obscure reference there is the movie Lars and the Real Girl with Ryan Gosling, where this actually, he loses his girlfriend, I believe, or his wife, and then buys a sex doll to make a transition into the dating scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But he treats it, he doesn't have sex with it, he treats it like a like a date.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, here's a text wondering if you can get the 20-year-old version from when you first met your wife, or if it has to be the 45, 50-year-old version.
Yeah, I think you can do whatever, really. I mean, you're providing the photo and the info.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a tangent Seinfeld obscure reference, the mannequin that looked like Elaine in the suit store.
You know what's going to happen here? They're not going to wait until their partner dies. They're going to get a divorce. Like, my partner's hot. I can't stand living with her anymore, so I'm just going to get this sex doll that doesn't talk. Right? That's what's going to happen.
Right,
here.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. What's going on in England? I'm sure it'll be going on here soon enough. Mm-hmm. It is 7:59, and I want to congratulate Brian, because Brian is going to join us on Friday at the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. We actually spoke earlier this morning. I was the one that asked about tickets.
Oh, well, see, it worked out.
Yeah.
See,
it worked out. And you won. Yeah.
So you've been listening since 6, and you got the tickets. So who are you going to bring?
I'm not quite sure yet. I might bring one of the contestants from last year. Last year I brought a guest contestant.
Yes.
So, I'm not really sure yet. I'd like to bring a young lady though to try and even things out a little.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Good. All right. Well,
well done.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday, and I have more passes to give away all the way up and through tomorrow's show. So you can join us for this year's Miss Bikini Pageant at Ernie's Place on Friday. Speaking of tomorrow's show at 7:30, it is Stowe 5-0. A quick look at some of the horrifying crimes that have been perpetrated on the people and the shrubbery in my hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.